the tough economic times that we're in have resulted in more people having to cut corners or simply do without things that they really need for their health and well-being. It includes things like food, health care. What makes this situation even more troubling is that many who are doing without, well, they actually don't have to. They're eligible for assistance programs, but as recent statistics reveal, they don't even apply for them, maybe because they don't know about them. With us now to explore this issue and the solutions are being provided by the National Council on Aging is their Senior Strategist for Economic Well-being, Jessica Johnson. Thanks for being here today, Jessica.
Thank you so much for having me.
A couple of websites. We have them at our homepage, too, ncoa.org for the National Council on Aging, and equally as important, benefitscheckup.org. We'll get to what that's all about in a bit. And again, we have those linked at our homepage. Talk about what I was referring to in the introduction. What kind of void exists between what's available for people who are in financial need and how many are not reaching for what's available?
Sure. So what we're seeing across the country is that older adults, so we're talking about those that are 65 and older, are not enrolling in many of the key benefit programs that they're eligible for. Specifically, I'm talking about the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, Supplemental Security Income, SSI, and Medicare Savings Programs, MSPs, that can help pay for your Medicare premiums and your co-pays. And what we're seeing across the country is that there are many, many millions of eligible older adults that are not enrolled in this program. And I know that your listeners are primarily in New Jersey. And so specifically what we're seeing is that there are over 285,000 older adults that are likely eligible for SNAP that are not enrolled, over 109,000 that might be eligible for SSI that are not enrolled, and over 154,000 who are eligible but not enrolled for Medicare savings programs.
That's a scary number. And I think this adds to importance to how you approach this through the information you make available, because a lot of times we see these as national average numbers, which you do present that as well. But if you look at it's the importance of looking at state by state and even more so by locality, because you can have a few areas doing wonderful with a high participation rates that overshadow the areas where the participation rate is in much more need of boosting up. So I think the way that you present all the stats, because we also broadcast over the podcast all out of New Jersey, and everywhere there's going to be a need that people are unaware of, as well as the information you make, the programs that they can reach for, that is it because they just don't think they're eligible for them, or is there any understanding why low participation, what's the main catalyst for the low participation rates?
So there's several reasons. Some of the things that we hear frequently are long and confusing applications. There's also a stigma among many older adults in accepting public benefits. Many of them will often say that they feel like others might need these resources more than they do, and so they don't apply for them. But the truth is that we all pay taxes into a system and that these benefits are there for people who really need them. I think many times, too, older adults might not understand how much money this truly is and what difference it could make. So the average monthly benefit for SNAP among older adults is $188. For SSI, it's $552. And for a Medicare savings program, it's $165. And so that could be $1,100 a month if you're eligible for all three of these programs. And that $1,100 could mean the difference between paying for food or paying for housing. We often hear from older adults who are cutting their medications in half to try to make them last longer, things that are really unhealthy for them. And we want to make sure that they have access to these benefit programs so that they can stay healthy and active as long as possible.
This might be an assumption on my part, but I think I'm safely saying that the awareness of the SNAP program as well as the Medicare savings programs are pretty high up in the level of recognition. Do you think that the low participation rate when it comes to the Supplemental Security Income program, because it's related to Social Security but different from Social Security, people hear SSI and they think, well, I'm already in Social Security, so I can't apply for that.
I don't have any information about people thinking that specifically, but you're absolutely right. I think it can be a lesser known program. Another one of the issues, I think, is that, you know, there are many community-based partners out there that help older adults with SNAP benefits, for instance. But SSI is a federal program, and you often need support from your local Social Security Administration office. And, you know, that can be bureaucratically very challenging, and you often have to go in person as well, which can be difficult for some older adults. And so, you know, we really encourage people to contact their faith-based organizations or maybe a senior center or an area agency on aging that might be able to help them assess if they're eligible for SSI and help them get the documents they need together to enroll. We invite people to go on benefitscheckup.org or to call our national toll-free hotline, 1-800-794-6559. And there's a person on the other end of that call that can help determine if you might be eligible for any of these programs.
Talking with Jessica Johnson, Senior Strategist for Economic Well-Being with the National Council on Aging, ncoa.org, their website. It's also where you can get access to the benefits participation map that they've come up with and developed. We'll throw a direct link to that part of their website as well. I want to move into this website, benefitscheckup.org, which you just mentioned, Jessica. Talk about what it features and how you, at least in design, made it, I think, very user-friendly and very comfortable even for the less-than-tech-savvy older person who could certainly benefit from it.
Well, I'm so happy to hear you say that, because we have put a lot of time and effort into making sure that it's designed with older adults and caregivers in mind. And so you can go to benefitscheckup.org and you can do a couple of different things. One, you can go directly to a resource. So if you need help affording food, you can, you know, access information that way. If you want to see what's available in your zip code, you can also kind of get a laundry list of all of the benefits programs that you might be eligible for based on where you live specifically. So we're trying to help people, one, access help for their exact need, but then also see what programs are available for them specifically where they live.
And for you listening, if you're less than confident as far as giving information over the through the computer, like Jessica just said, at least for the starting point, all you have to share is your zip code, which is certainly not intrusive in any way, shape, or form. So unlike so many other outlets, Jessica, this, again, is just a comfort zone, secure zone, and a user-friendly zone that Benefits Checkup is providing people for no matter what their needs are or what their maybe cautions are when it comes to doing anything online. You make it indeed inviting, and I think that's important.
Thank you for saying that. I do want to emphasize that, yes, it is a completely anonymous website, and there is a chat feature in the website. That chat is manned by a real person on the other end, so you're not speaking with an AI chat bot if you engage with the chat on Benefits Checkup.
So again, ncoa.org. And you can look at the interactive map to see the participation rates for very key programs. And certainly for you as a child of an older parent, check out and make sure that mom and dad, grandma and grandpa are clued into all this as well, because maybe they're one of those non-participants who should be participating because they are indeed eligible. And to learn more about how to navigate into these programs, your starting point is benefitscheckup.org. We've been joined by the Senior Strategist for Economic Well-Being with the National Council on Aging, Jessica Johnson. Thank you so much for this information that so many have been probably looking for, and now you've answered that need. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much, Chris.